ticket.
So do we have a show calendar? Not an actual show calendar, but a calendar that the show has access to?
Yeah, it's March the 2nd.
Today's March the 2nd. Very good, because I was wondering, what day is the official opening of flip-flop season? And I see it's March the 2nd. So welcome, everybody. You made it to flip-flop season.
So is this like the Mike Reiner thing where he was not allowed to wear shorts until the end of March?
Well, we're not really formatted.
An optional month,
yeah.
I believe.
I really enjoyed his interest in formatting the entire world, but this is more of just...
The entire world.
This is just more of the opening of a season. Like, you can go a little early if you want, and
okay,
you can certainly join us later, but I have...
Let me look at the temperatures here, bub.
Nah, it's more
it's
of a feel
64.
Thing. It's a feel thing, man. And trust me, 60s are well within flip-flop season.
I think you need to get above 77
for the
season to start.
No, and I'll tell you why. There is not a time in Oxnard or Ventura, probably more Ventura. I'm not sure Oxnard can handle this. But there's not a time in Ventura where it's not flip-flop season. And I'll remind you that during camp, often the lows hit the high 50s when you're sitting around fire table. And you might say...
Are you still wearing flip-flops at that point?
Oh, yes. You might say, you know what? I better grab a hoodie if we're walking back from dinner.
Yeah.
But you're still in shorts and flip-flops, and it's still perfect.
That's interesting, because as a flip-flop connoisseur, but mainly only when my feet are...
I think you've gone soft in the flip-flop game, to be honest.
No.
Since I've been right next to you, I've noticed this guy can't hang with me when it comes to wearing flip-flops.
Well, you may have me on that technicality, but I still am a big proponent of the form of shoot. Danny is not.
No, because I'm a grown man.
But isn't the point to try not to be a grown man as much as possible?
Trust me, he's done that for 50 years.
Yep. Aren't you trying to Peter Pan your way through life like the rest of us?
He has. Now, there are some extenuating circumstances.
Flip-flop season is two occasions. When you're maybe going out to get the paper, working in the yard, picking up dog crap, whatever. Something at home no one's going to see you.
That sounds dangerous.
Or if you're at a beach or a pool.
Do you have a foot thing? Like, you don't like looking at feet, right?
I don't have a problem with feet. I just think that grown men need to wear shoes. And on the day that this state fought for and won its independence, I promise you, they were not fighting for your freedom to wear flip-flops to a three-star restaurant.
I'm not saying that it's something that you would do in some sort of war.
Or high-end dining.
Like, hang on, the British are coming. Let me get my flip-flops.
They would have gave this state back to Mexico if they'd have known that 50-year-old men were rocking flip-flops.
48.
Here's when...
Round up.
Here's when I tend to start wearing them. When I get hot foot.
I swear that's every day.
Like, no, I don't get hot foot when it's 65 degrees.
Oh, when I get home, I can't wait to take my shoes off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way.
But flip-flops.
You act like that we're like on top of a roof or something working.
No. We have...
Having a nice...
Our feet aren't doing anything.
We have an amazing work climate, let me be clear. However...
Oh, that day, I can't wait to sit down and make that old man noise of... Dr. Rick staring at you, and then you take your shoe off.
Oh, shoes off. Oh, just let them breathe.
Like, we literally... Think about this. You don't even have to wear shoes outside of, like, 4.5 hours a day.
Which four? These?
Yes!
Look,
like, you put them on when you leave to get up here.
Hello!
Oh, I know. So our shoe, like, most people have to have shoe on.
Right.
For, like, 8 to 10 hours a day, depending on what time you leave. I literally could put these shoes on at 2:26 and have them on for about 4.5 hours, and that's it. But I will get hot foot.
Hot foot.
Yeah. And my feet don't... I can't handle shoe anymore.
Danny must not care about that.
That's like May.
You can't wear Doc Martens in July. And
I'm not wearing Doc Martens in July.
Yeah, you wear corduroy.
And I will wear
flannels
shorts. I'm not above wearing shorts.
No, you're not. I've seen that change in your game.
Just... can't do the flip-flop in public.
Have you
thing.
Ever? I mean, I've
yeah,
seen
I'm sure
you wear them a thousand times. You've worn them a ton, dude.
Danny,
I mean,
you did not, no one emerged from the womb with shoes.
We all have a past.
And matter of fact, you've worn them currently. I mean, you've worn in the last year.
No.
I mean, dude.
Up here?
Yes.
You're insane.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I am not. You will
you
wander
actually
up here.
Literally are insane if you think that I've worn flip-flops to work in the last decade. It's been a long time.
I have a photo.
I saw the light.
I have a photo of you and I walking out of spring training with both of us wearing flip-flops.
I'm not wearing flip-flops. I know that photo, and I promise you I'm not wearing freaking
flip-flops.
That was
flip-flops. Like 15 years
the
ago.
The only way you
pull
should
the photo,
be...
look at the feet, they're covered.
The only
like
way
man.
You should be wearing anything else at spring training but flip-flops is if you're in the lineup. That's the only reason
he's got a
you
point.
Should be wearing shoes at spring training.
I just don't think you suffer from hot foot. Where your feet get so heated inside...
Maybe your feet need to lose some weight.
Inside of a foot prison known as the shoe, which is exactly what a shoe is. It's a foot prison. That it reaches a certain temperature that you have to let them breathe.
I think that's like high 50s.
Yeah.
So congratulations, you've made it, and you can pretty much stay this way till about Thanksgiving or so.
Happy Independence Day, Texas.
Darn right.
All right, let's start the show.